12th Perek of Chulin, 3rd Mishnah, Hoisimoy Fefis. If the mother was hovering on top of the nest with the children in it, or the eggs in it, there's magic in the fender, it's Bekan Chayiv L'Shaleach. If it's close enough that its wings are touching the nest, then you still have a chiyuv of shiluch akan. Ein kanafei nogis bakan potem shaleich. If it's so high up that it's not touching at all where the offspring is, then that's considered it's not there and you can take the eggs. Ein shem lefroich echad beis da achas. If there's only one chick or one egg, chayv l'shalech. It doesn't have to be two. Shnema, ken, mikol mokim. As long as there's a ken, a nest over there, even if there's one egg in it, it's a chiyuv. O yusham efroichim africhim, oy beitzim uzorois, botim l'shalech. If there were efroichim that were ready, grew up old enough to know how to fly, or the eggs that will not develop or something wrong with the eggs, then there's no shir. It's a shiluch hakan. Shenema v'emir vetzes ale freichim or ale peitz. Me freichim nekayama, just like the chicks, the little birds over there are ones that are alive and will survive. And peitzim nekayama, also the eggs are ones that eventually will develop and hatch. Yotzim uzaris, this excludes these eggs that have some problem with them; they'll never hatch. Uma beitzim svichas liman. Just like an egg always has to have its mother sit on it, it has to be also the little birds are small enough that they still need the mother to take care of them. This excludes the ones that know how to fly themselves and take care of themselves. If he sent the mother and she came back and again, we're talking about if he didn't take the eggs, obviously. Omar Hareini Noitelesei, Mashalech Zabonim. If he says, I'm going to take the money, the mother, and afterwards I'm going to get rid of the bonim. He knows I want the mother and not the offspring, still, he's Chayiv L'Shaleach. Since Lamaisa, the mother was on the eggs, on the offspring, at the time that he started, the only eitz he has is to get either the mother or the eggs is to chase away the mother. Shenema shalech to shalach, it's the aim. You have to chase away the mother. Not to la bonim, v'ilzir in the ken. If he took the offspring and put them back in the nest, v'achakach chozo im aleim, and the mother came on them, potem shalach, because once he took them, they belong to him, and it's mezuman. Mezuman is potter from shiluach ha-ken.